I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the American Lung Association, more than 16.4 million people have been diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, and millions more may have this disease without even knowing it. Dr. Charlie Strange is here to talk about the importance of diagnosing COPD early, as well as managing this condition. Dr. Strange is a professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine at MUSC. Dr. Strange, what are the typical symptoms of COPD?
So COPD is a disease of the airways down in the lung, and the average patient with COPD has some shortness of breath, and shortness of breath is a pretty common symptom out in the general public. Most people think that they're just getting old, but shortness of breath is really not part of aging normally. Shortness of breath means something's wrong, and sometimes it could just be that people are overweight. But oftentimes it's that lungs are the root cause and the lung function is abnormal.
And tell us about the diagnosis. I understand it's so important to get an accurate diagnosis when you're dealing with COPD. What kind of test is used to get a solid diagnosis for COPD?
The test is actually quite easy. It's a test called spirometry. It's done in many primary care offices, but it's a test where the patient breathes as deeply as they can and forcefully exhales to record the amount of air that comes out of the lungs and how fast it comes out. Only with this test can you make a diagnosis accurately of COPD.
Do you feel that a lot of people might be misdiagnosed if they don't have that particular test and they're living with the assumption they do have COPD?
We estimate that about a third of patients that have been told they have COPD actually have another form of lung disease. And what that means for the patient is they might be prescribed medicines that don't work, or they are not prescribed the medicines for the alternative disease. This is why spirometry is so important.
And what about the treatment? How do you manage COPD?
COPD, like most lung diseases, has a large number of medicines. In adults with COPD, we usually have inhalers. There are lots of different kinds of these inhalers that are breathed into the lungs to open up the airways and decrease mucus production and help people breathe better.
And I understand that exercise is an important part of managing COPD, and yet the people with COPD have some breathing issues. Tell us how that works out and why so important.
So it's interesting that we can't really train our lungs to breathe better. Instead, we're trying to exercise our leg muscles to become more efficient at oxygen utilization and how much carbon dioxide they produce. If we get an athlete's muscles in the legs, then what happens is that we can walk farther before we get short of breath. We want people to be lifelong exercisers, even though they have impaired lung function. So you'll see some of our COPD patients wearing oxygen at the gyms around South Carolina, and that's exactly what we've prescribed.
And what kind of exercise and how much makes a difference here?
We have a formal 6-week prescription called a pulmonary rehab program, and this is where our respiratory therapists push people just as hard as they can to achieve safely the amount of exercise that would be maximum for that individual person.
Dr. Strange, thanks for this information about COPD.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.